from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get back to the Royals a little bit. Actually, just a funny conversation Vinny Pasquantino was having. He was on with Chris Rose and talking about the Royals season, but they got into the topic of Marriott points, okay? And, you know, as players, they are constantly staying in different hotels and, you know, you have an opportunity to
sure.
earn points or whatever. And I guess I didn't realize
free travel points. And Marriott's got the best setup in the world for that.
The Bonvoy.
This is free advertising.
Marriott Bonvoy. There you
Dude,
go.
Dude, it's the best rewards.
Or the commercial that once aired, Marriott.
Yeah, that is technically what their website
Everybody
says.
Everybody says Marriott, though.
I know.
Everybody says Marriott.
That's how I say it.
Anyway, so
well, because I say it right, Marriott. Sponsor us.
It turns out they're not allowed to use the points, but they get free nights. Can't use the points. But listen to Vinny explain, despite Bobby Wood Jr.'s new contract, that he still cares.
Is it your alias at the hotels?
No, because when we stay at Marriott's, I like to get the points, so I just use my real name to get the nights.
You did not just say that, did you?
I'm like a titanium elite member in Marriott, thanks to staying at Marriott's on the road.
Do you think Bobby Witt does the same because he likes to get his Marriott points?
He tries to get his nights, but he uses a different name.
I was saying that because he's got a $260 million contract and probably doesn't need the points.
No, but he still wants the points.
He does not.
Yes, he does. We talk about it quite a bit. He's like, yeah, I tried to go get my points, but they wouldn't let me because the name.
They don't believe that he's Bobby Witt Jr., that they won't give him the points because he uses an alias on the road.
Well, no, they believe that it's him, but they're like, well, it's under this name, so we can't give it to your account. And he's like, well, why not? I'm standing right in front of you.
You would think, hey, no problem, Bobby Witt Jr. Here's your 287 points you earned tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, technically, I guess they don't give you the points because the team pays for the room, but you can get the nights. I like getting the nights because it just adds up, because if you get enough free nights, then you get free rooms, and then I use it in the offseason.
I want you to not have to count Marriott nights and Marriott points at some point in your career.
I'm always going to be counting Marriott points. That don't matter. I've got my favorite restaurant in Kansas City that I go to for lunch, Potbelly. I mean, I'm grinding points right now on Potbelly, getting free sandwiches left and right.
So if you get a 9-figure contract one day, you are still going to be the Potbelly card carrier?
Yeah, 1,000%.
So that was Vinny with Chris Rose yesterday.
I respect it. He's using his real name.
Yes, because he
wants the free nights.
He's like, look, I mean,
who among us?
Eventually, he's probably going to get a nice contract. Hopefully, it's in Kansas City. And at that point in time, he claims he's still going to be going after those free nights. Look, we've talked about this before with celebrities or whatever. Just because you're making millions of dollars eventually or whatever, nobody hates free. Nobody hates free things.
It doesn't matter.
In fact, I would argue the richer you become, the less you end up paying for. People want to give you free stuff.
The more free things you like. There's been athletes who have asked us for tickets to things. Like, us? Me and
true.
You?
This is true.
Like, hey, man, you got any tickets to that Blink 182 show on Friday? You're like, you could just buy them.
They are in town.
You make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everybody, like, this is a universal thing. Everybody likes
stuff.
Bobby wants the free nights. Even though, but he's got to not use the alias.
How about that?
Also,
so he's already
what
at the point.
Alias? What?
Yeah, what's
do you
alias?
Think he goes with, like, a Ninja Turtle? Is it a famous painter?
No, I think it's a real name. Just it's just a.
You think it's just a real fake name?
Yes.
It's like if I went by Bancroft, whatever, and then checked in.
I don't think he's going by Tom Cruise. You know,
well, that was always the thing with, like, other celebrities. They'd say they didn't go by Tom Cruise, but they'd give, like, a. They'd be like a Renaissance painter, or they'd be like a, you know, like an old. Old NASCAR drivers from the 70s or something. You know, they just choose random names.
He's a superstar, but were you surprised to hear that he... We've always heard the story of players using an alias when they check into hotels for obvious reasons. But, like, Vinny doesn't, clearly. Yeah. But are you surprised Bobby's already doing that?
I will say, a little bit.
I was.
A little bit. He's young enough in his career. I'm surprised that A little bit I'm surprised. He is also the best player in baseball now. So
I get it.
Maybe times they are a-changing. But a little bit I'm surprised
free
he
nights,
does that.
And they won't give him the free nights. And as Chris Rose said, like, you're making 260. Nobody's going to feel too bad.
Can't he just have one static fake name and you know that in the sub it's Bobby Wood Jr.? I don't see why that would be a big
what
deal.
What status did Vinny say? He is titanium
platinum, elite.
Platinum,
I don't know,
diamond, gold club at Marriott. That's impressive. Someone says they think Witch using Josh Vernier. That's the name. That would be hilarious.
That's awesome.
That would be amazing.
His alias and Vern, try to get those points while you can, man. If he's using your name, maybe you can cash in. You know, you can cash in those.
That would be the most amazing thing of all time. He is titanium elite. That's second from the top. Unfortunately for Vinny, he's not made it to the top.
How is he not made at the top? He's
titanium elite. Is people who stay up to 75 nights per year.
Well, that would make sense. They're gone on the road for 80.
75% more bonus points. Enhanced room upgrade, so you can get the nicer room a lot of times. He gets a welcome gift of his choice.
All right, next time we talk to Vinny, we got to find out about.
Look at all these.
Next time we talk to Vinny, we got to ask about the welcome gift, and we got to ask him about this.
Lounge access, free Wi-Fi.
He doesn't get points, he said, right? He gets nights. They don't give him the points. He only gets the nights. Yeah. But how many nights is that?
That's quite a bit.
Upgrades, you know?
He wants the nights because when you have the nights, these are all the benefits you get just for having stayed that many nights.
Right.
Right, the points might get you free hotel stays. He might start to pay for his hotel, but when he's at the hotel, he gets, like, free tours and activities sometimes or all kinds of stuff in the cities he's staying in, you know? It's a nice little setup for him and the wife.
Definitely don't travel enough to really make it worthwhile for me.
75 nights a year.
Well, to have any status like that on a hotel. We don't travel enough.
No. I just know you and I have worked with enough people who have been beat people both on the Royals and on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Every single person who ever travels a lot will tell you they got the best reward system. So if you're – now, in your case, if you were traveling, you'd be paying for it and then just being getting reimbursed. So it'd be a little bit different scenario. You would be getting those points. You'd be earning some free nights.
True.
But in Vinny's case,
I don't travel enough.
He just gets the benefits of being a platinum tier member.
I get my Southwest points. That's about all I get.
Yeah, me too. That's it. And now that might have to change. They're changing the whole setup.
No, the points are the same.
But everything's all different now. Now I got to decide if my allegiances are changing.
As long as the bags fly free, I'm fine. I don't mind the assigned seats. That's okay. Yes, they're obviously going to charge for the exit row now. Before, you just got lucky you got the exit row. I get it. That part sucks.
That was nice.
Someone says they're a Titanium member on Bonvoy as well. Very nice. To get Ambassador, it's not just nice, but also Spin, which he couldn't get because he doesn't pay for them. I think that's what he was talking about.
So Ambassador's, you got to put a little check out there? You got to give him a little bit of, that's tough.
Well, it's how much you spend. So if you eat at a restaurant, if you went at the hotel, things like
that. What does Ambassador Elite get you? You got to stay up to 100 nights a year. Yeah, plus $23,000 of qualifying spend per year. Holy cow!
Yeah, you better be going to the spa at those Marriotts. Woo! You better be having steak dinners at those Marriotts.
But literally, this is just like, we'll do literally anything for you. It says, you have dedicated ambassador available to assist you anytime, anywhere, is what it says, if you're at that level. Yeah.
We're never going to find out. Until Bobby Witt retires, we're never going to find out what the alias is, because obviously the whole point is for us not to know. So that's one of those where many, many, many years from now, that'll be something that we'll find out.
Yeah.
Way down the road.
Yeah, what is it? It might change it per year. I would. If I'm not getting the nights anyway.
We'll ask him if he's changing the name up every year or every trip. Just have fun with it, you know?
I would change it to all kinds of pseudonyms.
I'm confused how this sounds stupid, but like, if like we're going to Vegas, if I gave them a different name to check in, but once I show them my credit card and license, they'd be like, "Well, that's not the same name." Wouldn't that be a problem?
It probably is a problem for you. It is probably not a problem for Bobby Wood Jr.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
It probably would be an issue for you. I won't disagree with any of that.
Okay.
I just don't think it's an issue for the best player in all of baseball. That's all. Slight difference.
Well, it sounds like, so I wonder if the Chiefs are the ones that are booking everything.
Or the Royals,
Do the Royals then use Bobby's alias so that technically,
yeah, I think so.
Technically, yeah. Whatever his alias is, that's the name that's got all the points on it. So Bobby doesn't have to like show an ID or pay. He doesn't have to use a card or anything.
Well,
like that.
When you check into any hotel, you know how you check in a hotel.
Oh, sure.
They make you show your driver's license and you put down
a credit
card. I assume
you're not going to put out for incidentals. Yeah. I assume the team's not covering if you eat that Clark bar in the mini fridge, right? They're probably not covering that bottle of Evian you pull out of the fridge.
Who was? Wasn't there a baseball player story where they just were racking up stuff in the room? Oh man, I'm trying. This was way back. This is a former Yankee, right? I'll have to look. I'll have to give me some time to find the name. I thought there was a story about that.
Okay. Maybe. I'm sure. I'm sure it wouldn't have been the first time that occurred somewhere along the way. It certainly seems more welcome inside the vast possibility that I would say is...
Oh, Terry Francona racked up a $44 room service tab on ice. He wanted ice. They charged him $44. Yeah, this was back in 2016.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.